Message number 676. You devour so easily those false words presented to you by liars. Friday, January 18, 2013 at 08:15 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, how easy it is for my voice to be drowned out by the screeches of the false prophets who infiltrate the world at this time. How foolish are those amongst you, including my faithful followers, who are so hungry for my love that you devour so easily those false words presented to you by liars. Don't you know that I only convey my word to but just a few souls? Have I not told you that my words given to you now are the last of their kind? Why then do you eagerly seek out the words of newly declared prophets who claim to speak on my behalf? Their desire is to seek glory and attention. What they do is feed my flock with a weak alternative full of words with no substance. For many of those poor souls, they mean no harm, as many are being led by their devotion to me in order to impart the love of God. Yet I do not instruct them to do so, for I do not reveal to them my sacred word or details of my sacred plan. Others sadly are being influenced by the spirit of evil in order to detract from my holy word. While so many voices from the mouths of false prophets command the attention of many, my true voice is cast to one side. To those of you who seek out my voice and who witnessed the words of many self-proclaimed prophets, you must listen to me now. There are chosen souls through whom I have communicated for decades. I still communicate with them. Since the start of this mission, I have not given one more single soul permission to proclaim my word in public at this time, with the exception of those beloved chosen souls who have worked for me for years. How do I raise my voice so that you can hear me? What is it you seek? Is it the truth? Is it sensation? Is it poetry, which reminds you of how my word should appear on paper? Why then, of all the prophets who say they speak on my behalf, do you reject me through these messages? Oh, how you are being deceived! How you are being drawn away from my loving arms! How you are being seduced to listen to sweet sounds which bear no similarity to my true word! The time will come when you will be ashamed of your cruelty, your bitter rejection of my holy word, your stubborn refusal born out of the sin of pride to embrace my sacred word at this time, for this is the time for the truth to be revealed to humanity for the sake of your souls and the souls of every man, woman, and child. I promised the world that the truth would be revealed to them during this time, yet so many of you are blind and deaf to the word of God. I ask that you reflect on your quest for my mercy, my word, and my promise. Then you must beg me to guide you and give you the clarity of mind so that you can see me, hear me, trust me, and finally surrender in full to my desire to save your soul. You must not waste time pondering or being led astray, for I need you. Your Jesus.